This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Disney estimates Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, has raked in more than $523 million worldwide. Rogue One remained the number one movie in the US, the UK, and numerous other markets. Theaters were closed in Europe on Christmas Eve, while UK screens were closed on Christmas Day. So that means the numbers could even have been higher over the holidays. Wow, very impressive. We're saddened to report that Debbie Reynolds died at Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles of an apparent stroke. She had been at the home of her son, Todd, planning the funeral of her daughter, Carrie Fisher, who had passed away just one day earlier. Debbie had a legendary acting career in Hollywood, appearing in such classics as Singing in the Rain and the unsinkable Molly Brown. Debbie was 84, and her daughter Carrie, best known as Princess Leia of Star Wars, was 60. Justin Bieber has been indicted in a years-old assault and theft case in Argentina. The issue dates back to 2013, when the singer was touring in Buenos Aires. He was accused of instructing his security guards to beat up a paparazzo and then steal his money and camera. In 2014, Bieber was ordered to return to Argentina to testify. When he never did, an arrest warrant was issued. Now, 3 years later, Bieber's been indicted for robbery causing minor injuries. If he ever travels to Argentina, he'll be arrested. We're hearing more details about George Michael, who died on Christmas Day. He was being treated for heroin addiction. The cause of death was heart failure. Michael had his share of controversies. He was famously arrested here in LA in 1998 in a men's washroom and was charged with lewd conduct after soliciting an undercover cop for sex. Michael, as a solo artist, sold over 100 million records and was considered one of the finest pop singers in the world. George Michael was 53. Sarah Michelle Gellar, best known for the TV series Buffy the Vampire Slayer, managed to mix up her 80s singers and told her Twitter followers Boy George had died. She later revealed she had misheard when someone told her that pop megastar George Michael had passed away. She even referenced Boy George's best-known hit, Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? Gellar said, quote, "This is usually why I don't comment on public matters, but it all seems so sad on Christmas. Lesson learned." Wow, I know I hate when I get my dead celebrities mixed up, too. U2 shared their big 2017 plans in a Christmas video message to fans, with the band primed to both release a new album as well as honor one of their landmark albums. Bono said, quote, "Next year is going to be a big year for the U2 group. We have Songs of Experience coming, and to honor 30 years of the Joshua Tree, we have some very, very special shows coming." Songs of Experience is the long-awaited follow-up to U2's 2014 album, Songs of Innocence. Sony Music Entertainment caused a frenzy when it sent out a tweet that Britney Spears had died. Then, the revelation that the account had been hacked. The tweet read, "Britney Spears is dead by accident. We will tell you more soon." 30 minutes later, several tweets posted from the account with the group Our Mind taking responsibility. Oh, Britney? Yeah, she's fine and still lip-syncing. Atlanta police arrested rapper Young Thug on an outstanding warrant after spotting him at a mall. Officers responded to a report of a stolen vehicle seen driving through the parking lot and knew the rapper had an active warrant for also failing to appear in court. So the officers went into the mall, escorted him to an employee stairwell, and out through the back to avoid crowds. Young Thug was last heard on the songs No Limit by Usher and Throw Some Mo by Nicki Minaj. A choir known as Broadway Inspirational Voices sent an angry letter to Mariah Carey's management demanding payment after the singer's team backed out of a deal for the choir to perform with Mariah. The group was hired to sing at Mariah's All I Want for Christmas Is You run in New York this month. But 2 days before rehearsals began, Mariah's management canceled. The show ended up with 9 sellout performances, but no reason was given by Mariah's team for the cancellation. Beyoncé was the music industry's most charitable artist in 2016. Between her charity Tidal concert, the $82,000 she raised to assist victims of Flint, Michigan's water crisis, and the repeated attention she brought to feminism and the Black Lives Matter movement, Beyoncé successfully used her celebrity status to make a difference in the world throughout the year. Taylor Swift, Demi Lovato, Miley Cyrus, and Lady Gaga were also responsible for pressing for social change over the past 12 months. Well, it's more drama from Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna. Rob posted Snapchats and Instagram memes revealing that Chyna left him and took their one-month-old baby Dream, as well as his stash of Eggo waffles and barbecue sauce with her. Chyna's Instagram had messages in which she called her fiancé lazy, fat, and insecure. Chyna also lamented Rob's refusal to get help for his mental health issues. Sources also told us that Chyna beat Rob before she left the house. Sheesh, I can't believe she would stoop so low and take his Eggo waffles and barbecue sauce. The Trash Bin. In more Kardashian news, Kim refused to let hubby Kanye West come to her family's annual party on Christmas Eve, despite the fact they've always attended as a couple. Supposedly, she felt it was the first time she could really let her hair down since the October burglary at her apartment in Paris and didn't want him there. The previous day, they took their daughter north to see the Nutcracker here in LA. Well, an onlooker said the two barely spoke inside the theater, adding that the tensions were visible and that neither of them are in a happy place right now. We'll keep you posted.
The news wrap-up.
Amazon grabbed the bulk of surging online sales over the Christmas holiday. Battlefield 1 gamers on PS4 and Xbox One were shut down for an entire day this week due to servers being down. Uber took their self-driving cars to Arizona after California demanded proper permits. Super Mario Run was downloaded a record 40 million times in its first 4 days.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, is tops at the box office for a third straight week.
The number one album.
Pentatonix, A Pentatonix Christmas, is on top of the album charts.
The number one app.
Can you guess? It's Minecraft Pocket Edition.
The number one fiction book.
John Grisham's The Whistler is the best-selling book in the country.
Taylor Swift and former One Direction singer Zayn Malik are both huge stars, and they just collaborated on a brand new song. About teaming up with Taylor, Zayn said, quote, "I spoke to her on the phone and she had already heard the song the day before because my producer Jack Antonoff had played it to her. Taylor already loved the song and she went in the studio the next day." From the upcoming film 50 Shades Darker, here's Taylor Swift and Zayn Malik with the song of the week, "I Don't Want to Live Forever."
I've been looking sad in all the nicest places.
The soundtrack to the upcoming film 50 Shades Darker, that was Taylor Swift and Zayn Malik with the song of the week, I Don't Want to Live Forever. Happy New Year from LA Spins. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LA Spins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.